Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
There's a lot going on in Humboldt County these days based upon news accounts. New chief of police in Eureka. Congratulations, Chief Watson. The new chief will be very busy in the next few months establishing his direction and vision for the agency, as well as meeting the many demands that go along with leading a police department. I also had the pleasure of attending District Attorney Maggie Fleming's kickoff for re-election on the courthouse steps, which was very well attended. Maggie spoke about her vision for the next 4 years and how she has been able to hire new attorneys who are aggressively prosecuting the cases filed by local law enforcement. Humboldt County is lucky to have such a talented district attorney, and she will continue to serve the citizens of the county well. I also noticed that the Board of Supervisors awarded $60,000 to the Garville Community Services District for 6 fire hydrants. The money came from Measure Z funds, a tax increase funding that is designated for public safety projects such as law enforcement, fire, and roads. I was on the Measure Z committee when the item was presented for consideration. The committee recommended to the Board of Supervisors to not fund this project because we felt it did not meet the criteria. I learned there were also a couple of other projects similarly funded that the committee felt was outside the scope of the measure. I felt that all the projects presented to the committee had merit, but a portion of them did not warrant funding from Measure Z. I'm also amazed at the progress of the significant road repairs and construction being done in our area. It seems as though Highway 101 at Leggett is now stable with two-way traffic. Highway 299 is still problematic, but repairs and construction continues, which will hopefully result in a viable link between I-5 and 101. Highway 36 was significantly impacted by the rains last winter, with road slippages and potholes that could swallow a small car. Caltrans has dedicated a great deal of resources to Highway 36, which appears to be making a difference. Also, construction continues on the 5-mile stretch of Highway 36 west of Dinsmore, which upon completion will result in a much safer commute to the east. The large remaining project is our link to the north on Highway 101 in the vicinity of Last Chance Grade. This is a vital link to the north and cannot be overlooked any longer. Hopefully, construction can begin to ensure our ability to travel out of the area to the north. This has been Mike Downey for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.